Welcome to the Kingdom Life Church podcast. We hope you enjoyed this message by our guest speaker. For more great content, visit klcmaine.com.
How are you guys? How are y'all tonight? Let me talk a little Texan here. Well, I hope this audition goes good. For my family in Vermont watching, you know, you don't have to audition for a family, right? Like, this is family. Jamie called or texted me like this morning while we're like getting ready for church. Hey, you want to preach tonight? I'm like, okay, I'm going to eat after church. I could bring my best message, right? But then I was like, no, I'm going to get a word for the church. So I feel like I'm coming with a word for the church tonight. But I typed my notes and I didn't even look over them yet. So please bear with me, right? But God's in this, right? And how many of you appreciate Dustin's word this morning? So good. I'm going to chew on it for a while. And the worship, man, it's just an honor to be here. Well, I do have a word for you. How many of y'all just have experienced 2020 like 2020? Like, it's crazy coming to a prophetic church and preaching, because Jamie started preaching some of my message when he was up here, when he first came up. I'm like, you know, that's just confirmation. You know, I was like, don't use that verse. No, don't, you know. But it is a time and a season that we have to walk and we have to live very intentional in our lives. Have y'all found that? Like, it's really easy to zone out. It's really easy to watch the news and get distracted. And if you're not learning to be intentional with every area of your life, you're going to find yourself really quick going, how did I get here? Has anybody else experienced that? Like, I told my wife a while back, like, it almost feels like I'm bipolar. Like, I go in the presence of God and it's like, oh, yes, yes, yes. And I come out and, like, I'll get on social media or I'll get on the news and I'm like, oh, how did I get here? It's like these ups and downs. And there's something in us that has to get intentional about, like, I'm not going to allow myself to experience those downs. And so I want to talk about being intentional about going into the secret place and being intentional about going out. In and out, in and out. That's my message. That's my life message. In and out. And so, you know, a couple of mornings I've just waited on the Lord. Lord, do you have a scripture for me today? And he's just like, Isaiah 26:3. And so I'll look it up and it's like, perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon you. And I'm like, oh, that's a good one for me. Thank you, Lord. Month later comes by, Lord, you got a scripture. Same verse. And I forgot, you know, what it was. Look it up. You must really want me to keep my mind upon you during this season. So we have to be intentional with every area of our life. Our family. Come on. We got to be intentional with rest. Like, I've got to be intentional with rest, because things get chaotic, things get busy. And so when you begin to be intentional, what you're actually doing is you're putting purpose to everything you do. Like, I'm putting purpose in my life to playing with my kids, and I don't have to feel guilty about that. I'm putting purpose to my life to watching a movie with my wife, and I don't have to feel guilty about that. I'm putting purpose to everything in my life. And when you live intentional, you live with purpose. And you no longer have to be scattered around going, well, should I do this or should I do that? No, I'm intentionally doing this so that it's kingdom-minded, so that spending time with my kids or with my wife becomes just as important as worshiping, right? It's intentional. And so in and out, we're called to live an in-and-out lifestyle. How many of you have experienced seasons in your life where you're like, this is a definite end season. God is calling me close to his heart. God's calling me to set aside things, to fast, to pray. I'm going to be intentional about it. And then there's also days that you just wake up and you're like, oh yeah, I just feel the calling just to go in with the Lord today. And then there's hours, right? And you see it in the life of Jesus. You see these times where he's like, oh, I'm going to go up to the hillside and pray. You know, Lazarus just died. Let's go up here and let's just get rest. Let's be intentional about it. But then the crowd comes. Okay, we're going to be intentional about going out and ministering to the crowd now. So it's not just like if I'm in a season of an out season, right? Like God's just, the schedule's blowing up and you're out ministering and you're just busy. You're busy with ministry. It's not like I neglect going into the presence of God. It's just there's a grace to minister on the out season, or there's a grace when I'm in the in season. It doesn't mean I don't preach, that I don't minister, that I don't get with my coworkers or whatever it is. It's just there's a grace there. And so we have to learn to be like David, right? David was a master of the in and out thing. Like, should I go attack him? Right? Sometimes the answer was like, go attack him. Sometimes it was like, wait. And he became very good. He became so good of this in and out thing that when his son Solomon became king, and you remember the dream that came to Solomon? And he's like, wisdom, and because you chose. Do you know what he asked in that dream? He said, let me read it to you. This is 1 Kings 3:4. Now the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. Speaking of Solomon, for that was a great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. Okay, that was the wrong place to offer sacrifices. Okay, if you'll study, it was the wrong place. But he was very zealous to offer to God. He offered not just one sacrifice way up the mountain, thousands. Let's read on. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said, you have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne as of this day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David. But I am as a little child. I do not know how to go out or to come in. That's the heart of Solomon asking for wisdom. The wisdom that he's asking for is, I want to know how to sacrifice the right way, not up on the high places, but in the temple. And we find that David's only big problem was that he didn't discern the season he was in, right? Like it was a season for kings to be out for war, and David stayed behind. And we know what happened with Bathsheba. The same thing happened with the king before him, Saul, right? Saul was ready to go out to war and didn't wait for the sacrifice. And so there's very important that we discern the season that we're in so that we can be intentional with that season. It's so easy to get comfortable in our seasons, right? I'm like that little baby eagle in the nest that the eagle sometimes has to kick out, you know? You know, like she ruffle up the nest and kick it, because I'm like, God, I don't want to leave the prayer room. No, it's time. It's time to go give what I've given you. But I'm so comfortable here, God. Right? Because that's, you know, Jamie preaches a great message on the priest and the king, right? Like, I'm such a priest at heart. Like, I don't want to go do the king thing. I don't want to do the out thing, right? I want to be here. And he's like, no, son, sorry. And he begins to make it uncomfortable. Discern your season. Like, you remember the 12 tribes? They're camped and they can see the promised land, right? And two and a half of the tribe said, hey, this land right here is good for our pasture. We don't even need to cross over the river. And so they go and God tells them, okay, you can get comfortable. I mean, you can create your cities here on this side. But the problem is you're going to create your city and nobody else has gone and fought for their cities yet. And you're going to get very comfortable. And that's where we find that phrase, your sin will find you out. And if you're not discerning your season, if you're not discerning where you're supposed to be in your timeline, if you're going out and God's saying, come in, or if you're not going out and you're just staying in and you're getting bored, you're opening up yourself for things. The antidote to sin is to be where he's called you to be and do it with all your heart. See, the cool thing about the intentional of going in is what I've learned from my life is I really have to trust what the Lord says in the prayer room, in the secret place. Because that's going to get tested. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Like, I can go in, get in the room or in my car in the morning, wherever that secret place happens to be that day. Get along with God. God can say something to me. He can give me promises. And as soon as I get out, that begins to get tested. And you can lose that really quick if you're not intentional on reminding yourself, no, this is what he said. I know it doesn't feel like it anymore. I know that's not what Fox News says. I know that's what da-da-da. That's not what, that nothing looks like that, but that's what it said in the secret place. That's why it's so important that we're intentional with that. Listen to this. There's times in your life where you're here and you're worshiping God and Tim's belting it out, right? And the glory of God comes. And you're like, I know I feel the presence of God. The Lord is here. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Like, the Lord is here. And that happened in Acts chapter 2, right? Like, they're in the upper room. The wind comes. The fire, tongues of fire over their head. They're all speaking in tongues. And the glory of the God fills the place. And Peter has to try to get up and explain what's going on. And he quotes Joel, but then he begins to quote David, and he says this, for as David says concerning, this is Acts 2:25, I foresaw the Lord always before my face. He is at my right hand, and I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh will also rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life, and you will make me full of joy in your presence. Okay, I want you to notice here, in a time like this, he's saying, David said, I foresaw the Lord always before me. How many of you know that when the presence of God comes, you see the Lord before you? Right? But if you look at where that's quoted from in Psalm 16, David says this, I have set the Lord before me. Do you see the difference? And David says, you will not leave my soul in Hades. Was David in a glory moment? Huh? Was he in the best worship service when he wrote that? If he said, you will not leave my soul in Hades? No. In other words, there's times in your life where the presence of God's going to come and you're going to see the Lord before you. You're going to feel him. You're going to know he's there. You're going to feel his manifest presence. But there's times in your life that you're going to have to get intentional and set the Lord before you. There's times that you're going to go, this COVID stuff, I'm going crazy. You know, like the news, the election, the da-da-da, you name it, and you're going to go, I have to be intentionally set the Lord before me. Yeah. Listen, I got five kids, and I have to intentionally set the Lord before me sometimes. Can I get a, who's got a lot of kids? And come on, Dustin, give me an amen over there. How many grandkids did you 30 something? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have to set the Lord before you. In other words, you have to make a space. You have to take a step. You have to be intentional. This is the season we're in. Like moving to New England when you've ministered in the Caribbean for the last 7 years, preaching in flip-flops. And you're now living in a basement. I love you, John and Elvia. But you know, like, I am so thankful for a car with an automatic starter and seat warmers. Because I intentionally have to get up at 4 or 5 before the kids wake up and set the Lord before me. And this is the statement, if you don't get anything, this is the statement I want you to get. What you do intentionally today, you will do naturally tomorrow. What you do intentionally today, you will do naturally tomorrow. And this is the thing, like, your intentional time. I love social media. I love YouTube. I love being able to access messages and listen to Jamie preach. But your intentional time with the Lord better get to the place where you're hearing God for yourself. And all of this other stuff becomes confirmation of what he's doing in your heart. And you have to learn to recognize him when he comes. You know when Jesus, after the resurrection, came like 8 times and they never recognized him? And we're still after the resurrection today? Come on, some of you are going to get this. We're still after the resurrection today and he's still coming, and you're going to have to learn to recognize him, whether it's through the breaking of the bread or whether it's through somebody else's word, somebody else's actions, somebody else, whatever it is, you've got to learn to recognize him, and it's not going to be the same way twice. And Jesus always came when he was invited, didn't he? Can you think of any time in Scripture where he was invited and he didn't go? Come on, can we just invite him here again? I know he's here, but let's just invite him just to manifest himself even more. Come on, just lift your hands. Father, we just ask you, come more, Holy Spirit. You never turn down invitations. You never turn down invitations. Even when your brother invited you to Jerusalem and you said no, you still ended up going. You never turn down invitations. We thank you that you're here. So good. But this is the deal. He really likes to be invited. Like, he's walking with some guys on the road to Emmaus, and it says he would have kept going if they wouldn't have invited him to eat. They were struggling out on the water, and he's walking on the water, and it says he would have kept going to the other side if they wouldn't have invited him. Blind Bartimaeus would have still been blind if he wouldn't kept calling out. The burning bush would have still been burning. It said, but when Moses turned to look at the bush, it began to speak. Come on, you got to see this. He wants to be invited. He wants you to intentionally invite him into your space, into your secret space. And this is the deal. You have to recognize him. I get in seasons where it's like, I'm finding the Lord this way. Like, I'm finding the Lord by coming into his presence, doing something creative, getting on a keyboard or a guitar, and doing something creative some days. And then all of a sudden I'll go and I'll do that, and it's like, oh, nope. All right, well, maybe I need to go for a walk today. So I'll go for a walk, and that works for, and nope, okay, well, okay, I'm just going to get in the Word and just dig down into the Word today. Oh, I'm finding him there today. Or some days it's like, I'm just going to put on worship music. Or some days it's like, I'm just going to put on William Augusto soaking music, right? Like, just chill. Like, you have to find him where he's at and be intentional with it. Come on, y'all getting this? You know, if you're in a season where you're like, where are you, Father? Anybody ever been there? Come on, where are you, Father? The Bible says that you will find the Father in the secret place, Matthew 6. And when you go to your secret place, your Father who is in secret. You need grace. Where do you find grace? Come boldly to the, that you may find grace to help in time of need. I love that he says that to Abraham, I am your exceedingly great reward. But then he says to us, I'm a rewarder to those who diligently, intentionally seek me. Come on, he's the reward. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. It's an intentional thing. All right, so that's intentional going in. Now I want to talk about intentional going out. Has anyone else besides me found it very intimidating and almost hard to go to the streets and do what you used to do very easily? Come on, has anybody else besides me? Okay, good. And it's not just the mask. There's just almost like this thing on it where it's like, I used to be like, oh man, that person's got a cast on. I'm just going to go pray for them, you know, see what's going on with them. And now I'm finding it like almost difficult to do that. I'm just telling on myself, but that's where I've been. But what I find is if I will stop and be like, all right, I'm gonna intentionally set some times in my life to do this. You know, we were doing what they call now treasure hunting. Do y'all do treasure hunts here? All right, so way before that was like a thing, we called it acts of obedience. And so this was like in the 90s. And so a friend of mine from Oregon came up and he started this thing doing acts of obedience. And we would just go to the streets, listen to where God says go, do what he said to do, and saw crazy things, right? Like, I could go to a bus stop any other time and a guy's not throwing away his whiskey and pulling out a Bible and telling me to read it to him. But if I go intentionally and God says, go to the bus stop, and that happens, something's up, right? And that's what happens when you intentionally decide, I'm going to go out. We are going to go out. It's amazing what begins to happen. Encounter after encounter after encounter. Why? Because you're looking for it. But what you do intentionally will soon become natural for you. Because intentionally you're training yourself to look. Those things are there. Amen? You know, I love that while they're burying Stephen, Philip intentionally says, I'm out of here. Right? And goes to Samaria and signs and wonders and miracles break out. There's something intentional. So we had some cool ones when we were doing this acts of obedience that sometimes we would go and ask God where to go, who to bless, and it would come back on us. Like one time took a group out doing this, and this, I can't remember her name. She was a flute player, but like she goes, hey, can I pray for you? Sure, pray for him. Now then the lady was like, can I pray for you? And our girl got filled with the Spirit, you know, like backfired, you know, like, yes, Lord. One time we went and felt like we were supposed to go to a laundromat, put quarters in for a guy, met this guy. And now this guy's worked for me for like 6 years, totally running a business for me, making money for me. Like, you just don't know what an act of obedience and direction and clarity from hearing the Lord and going out with intention will open up for you. We've seen names called out. We've seen all kinds of stuff just from being intentional. And I know you guys are doing this, but what I'm saying is during this season where it's so hard, go ahead, get your calendar out and say, we're going to do it right here. I'm going to set my heart to do it. Like Lisa and I the other night were like, man, we're feeling this intimidation. We're going to go do this. Like, let's get together. Let's just pray where to go. And, you know, because we feel like we need to do it for ourselves to break something. Because every time we do it, crazy. Like, we were in Barbados. I spent a week training their ministry team in power evangelism, right? And so then we're like, we're not just going to teach it. We're going to, like, the hardest place in Barbados. We're going to go down that street. And so we're going down and, you know, like, what are the chances somebody would fall out and almost die right as the team's walking, like right in front of them? Why? Because we went intentionally. God sets it up. They were able to pray and bring this guy back and, you know, like, just cool stuff. They came back, like, the 70 came back. I mean, they were leaping and praising and shouting for joy. And I said, don't rejoice because... but rejoice because your name is written. No, I'm just kidding with you. I'm just kidding with you. I'm joking. This is where I got in my notes. I didn't get to finish, so I'm throwing stories in there now. Is that okay? We were living in the nation of Belize, and Lisa and I woke up one morning and said, we're going to get intentional. We're going to go out. So, Lord, where do you want us to go? And the Lord tells us this little village called Colombia, a little Mayan village. And so we drive to Colombia. We're like, okay, now what? So we just start knocking on doors like, who's sick in the village? Like, who's sick? And we finally got to this place with this lady. You know, they sleep in hammocks, and this lady's sitting up in her hammock. And she's got some issues with her back that are really bad. And so we pray. Nothing happens. Pray again. You know, we kept praying. The Lord healed her. And she starts crying. And she says, you know, I stayed up all night. I couldn't sleep. And I said, Lord, send somebody. Send somebody. And you just wonder, like, what if we wouldn't have been intentional? See, your risk that you take will bring a breakthrough. Every risk you take will bring a breakthrough. We went to Walmart one time, and one of those ladies had, you know, the little things where you roll, you know, with your knee. Prayed for in front, and nothing happened. We're like, well, we were obedient. Next day, we went to another place, went to a restaurant. Another lady had one, totally healed. Why? Because the first risk brought a breakthrough. See, it's not about results necessary. It's about your obedience and seeing breakthrough in your life. I'm almost done. I don't know what time y'all go to. Tomorrow? All right. We're good. All right. Let me pull out some more stories. I'll do one more risk story. I went to the nation of Guyana. Anybody know where that's at? South America. And God said, I want you to go to Guyana, and I want you to close a door that's been open there. Guyana led the world in suicides. And they, in second place, was like, they were double from second place. And Guyana led the world in suicide, and most of those suicides came from drinking poison. And as some of you will know, that an American went to Guyana and led 900 people to drink poison and die. Jim Jones. And so I go to Guyana, fly over there. We have some meetings set up. But while I'm there, this guy messages me. He's friends with a friend that I have in Guyana. He's like, hey, I want you to minister in our church. I'm like, okay. Picks me up, just me at the hotel. And I'm like, dude, I usually don't do this. Like somebody I'm not in a relationship with. He's like, I don't either. Go to his church. The glory of God falls. And then the Lord says, do it now. So I repent. And I no idea that this guy, random, right, has just planted a church in the very village where that had happened, which is about a three-day boat ride away. And so you never know what a step of intentional and obedience will bring. And now they're like number three in the world. Like they're moving up. Like big time. And so God is like doing something. And that's not because of me. God could have sent 100 other Americans over there to do the exact same thing. All I'm saying is God will set it up if you will be intentional with what he tells you to do. All right, I'm going to end with one scripture. John 10:9. Let me look it up here. Many of you know John 10:10. And Tim, if you want to play the keyboard or something, or somebody. All right. So many musicians around here, I'll tell you. Many of you know verse 10 where it says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But 10:9 says this, Jesus speaking, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. What I want to just end with here today is I believe that there's people here that you're going, what am I called to do? Where am I supposed to be? And you're asking questions. And I believe that if you will be intentional with going in and going out, coming in, going out, you'll find your pastor. You'll find your ministry. You'll find your people. You'll find the thing that will fulfill you the most. Let's stand.